In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I haven't given up. As long as I keep on my feet, I'll keep trying. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenge I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. Now here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Goofy. Welcome to Matt Goes Goofy. I am Matt. This is episode 32, and this episode is kind of almost a three-parter. It's been a very interesting week for recording, as you'll hear. And to quickly summarize, or I guess lead in what we're doing here, is the first week is a return to the gym, which was an interesting experience, followed by another milestone in the virtual medal races I'm pursuing this year. And then following that and wrapping up this episode is the volunteer work I did at the Disney Princess Half Marathon, which is a completely new experience for me. So with all that prefaced, let's just get right to the recordings, which we will do right now. This is day one of episode 32, and I'm about to say a phrase that I haven't said for a while, and you certainly haven't heard for a while, and that is, I am headed to the gym. And, well, first of all, it's raining. But I was going to go to the gym anyway. As I said a couple weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, at the start of the new year, basically, that a big concentration for me this time around is going to be to get some of this, or all this excess weight off. And I'm going to kind of pat myself on the back and say I've done a pretty fair job so far between dieting and a little bit of walking, running. I've been able to do, well, a little bit of running. I've been walking quite a bit, but a little bit of running. I've lost almost 10 pounds. I think it's 9.8. It's either 9.8 or 9.6. I forget what. But that's significant with what little I've done. It's taken me much more work in the past to get that number and a little bit above that number. So I'm happy to be going to the gym, starting some new workouts, working out other parts of my body rather than just running and walking. I think I have a good start on the weight loss is where I'm trying to go with this. So I'm happy to be going to the gym and changing up the routine and getting things to where they need to be for this year's race season. So that is it right now. That's the plan. I'm going to the gym, going to do some weights, and going to do some elliptical. I'm probably going to do the elliptical last, I don't know how long, 30, 45 minutes, something like that. At least the intention will be. We'll see how the knee holds up. I've not done the elliptical or a bike on the knee. I'm to understand it's easier than running, but we'll see. I don't know. This is the first I've done it. So I will let you know, and we'll find out in a sense together after this. Well, day one is complete, and what a weird experience it was at the gym, let me tell you. Not because of the people. Usually my stories have to do with someone or a group of people or even myself. Not this time. This had to do with the gym itself, and I'll explain. As you know, I've been sidelined 2 months in general from any hard activity, and I certainly haven't gone to the gym. I don't even think I went to the gym in November, because I was doing all the running. That's when I had my running. So I haven't been to the gym for at least 3 months. And apparently, while I was gone, they bought the storefronts on either side of them, which were not small to begin with, and expanded and remodeled the entire gym. Now, the doorway is still the same. And here's the best way I can describe this. Now, I hope I'm getting this right. I am not a Doctor Who watcher. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan, because I haven't given it a fair enough chance to know whether I like it or not. I just haven't watched it. However, my wife watches it and has told me enough about it that I understand what the TARDIS is, how it's the call booth, but then it's something much different on the inside, much bigger. That's what this felt like. Normally, I'd walk into the gym, I'd go to the front counter and go past the counter, and the gym goes straight back. Well, I walk in the same doorway, expecting the same thing, and now there's a brand new counter, a juice bar
all in one. There's Jim to the left of me. There's Jim to the right of me. And straight back on all sides and in front of me is more Jim and more rooms now, more different circuit training and workout rooms where they have classes like aerobics and CrossFit and whatnot. I was reading. I haven't even really caught up in everything my gym offers now. And very bizarre. Took me a while to kind of get my bearings and find the equipment I had planned on using, but I did. And I did weights, and I did some leg presses, some light leg presses. Only did 110 pounds. Normally I do 220. I cut it in half. I'm going to start slow so I don't hurt my knee any worse. And then I intended to do 40 minutes on the elliptical, but I did 20 because my knee was starting to hurt, and I didn't want to press it any further and risk any injuries. So I only did 20 minutes, but my heart rate got up. I'm sweating, so I know I burned some calories. So it was a good workout. So I walked around the edge of the gym to see what they had, and they have a lot of additions for the weights, a lot of additions for the cardio, and more step machines, which was nice. They used to only have two, now they have five, and there was almost a line. There wasn't a line, people lining up, but people would kind of walk by. It's almost like the old arcade days. They'd kind of just put something there, like a towel or their keys or a bottle of water, to show that they had next when the person was done on there. But now there was two open, so that's nice. I've never been on one. I'm gonna try that next time. And there was one of the rooms that had the ad for their CrossFit training. I saw there was like a station of four things. One with like a little trampoline. I don't know what that was on its side. Some serious weights and then battle ropes. I was like, I couldn't believe that. Battle ropes in the gym. Something I bought not half a year ago to overcome another injury. Now they're at the gym. So I ultimately, had I started my goofy chase for 2016 and had gone through the same set of injuries, I could have just gone, save my money, and gone to the battle ropes at the gym. But anyway, that's not even a complaint. That's just kind of a trying to be an observational almost joke, although it wasn't funny, so I failed on that. Anyway, so that is my experience. Really weird. I'm happy because there's a lot more to do at the gym, but I can't believe I've been gone so long that they're able to do all that and it's done. I mean, the only thing that wasn't done was there's a couple machines that are still being assembled. So it must have just been done, but still, zero signs of any construction. It was pristine. I can't believe I've been gone that long. So I will have to try not to miss a major change like that again during this new pursuit for Goofy. So, I think my next workout is going to be the gym again. I don't know. We'll see. I'm pretty sure it is, but it could be another walk or it could be another run. So you'll find out. I'll find out in another day. You'll find out right after this. This is day two, and it is 2 days after the last recording, and this isn't even a going to the gym or about to work out recording. It is a recording going somewhere. I'll get to that in a minute. But the reason I have not done any follow-up exercises yet is the following day after the gym, my knee was in just about the most pain it's been in a long time. On the good side of that, it was not the pain that makes me feel like my knee's going to buckle out from under me, which was the one major point of concern that the doctor had during the first diagnosis. So, I mean, pain is obviously not good unless it's tied to healing, which this seemed maybe a little too much to be that. But on the other hand, it's not that the worst case scenario that I was on the lookout for. So things aren't great, but things could be worse. Now, and on top of it all, it's even colder than it's been the last times I've mentioned it's cold. It's down to the 30s, I think even the high 20s at night. And that is not a complaint, although I have some, but I'm not saying it to complain about. I'm mentioning it because the cold seems to make this injury worse just all around. I mean, it tightens up every little bit of whatever's going on inside the knee to begin with, and the fact that it's hypersensitive to any changes and any, irritations or change or whatnot. I mean, the cold is affecting the level of pain or the amount of pain, I guess I'd say. So that's not helping things, but it's better today. Yesterday was absolutely terrible. Better today, but I am on my way to something run related, and I forgot this was going to come up on my last recording, but I am on my way to the ESPN Wide World of Sports at Disney to pick up my credentials for the volunteer work I'm doing at this Sunday's race. So this is a new experience. Now, the expo is much like the expo I covered before, although there's a lot more booze and merchandise geared towards women. Not naturally. It's a race primarily held for women to participate in. But I've never had gone to one of these to pick up volunteer credentials. So I've always seen the booths. And I guess maybe in the back of my mind, I kind of wondered what that experience is like, albeit probably not that much different than picking up your bib. I do have a waiver I signed. I'm probably going to hand it over, show my ID, and pick up a pack of credentials. Just instead of a pack of the running gear and a t-shirt, it'll be whatever I need to get on property to get to the water station I'll be manning. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to this because it's new and it's something I've always wanted to volunteer one of these races, and I always seem to miss the boat on the good stuff. They always need volunteers to do the stand around and point at the expo, but that's not a bad thing. They need the volunteers to do it, and they do reward you for your work, but I want to be part of the race. So when the opportunity came up to sign up to be at one of the water stations, I was very happy to see I got it. So I'm on my way there now. Don't know what, if any, recording I'll do there, but I will certainly report back after the experience, and then we'll see what we're going to do from there, because I kind of wanted to go to the gym, but I also am recording on another podcast. Chris and I from Chris from Star Wars and Character and myself are appearing on the Hammer Podcast, one of the many, many podcasts on the Two True Freaks radio network and internet radio network, and that don't know how long that's going to take. Although my gym is open 24 hours. I should not use that as an excuse. So maybe I'll get some gym work in tonight. But then again, the sun's going down and maybe freezing cold, and I might just wimp out and crawl under covers and watch TV. So we'll find out very soon, and I'll be back right after this.
Well, I just thought of a quick addendum to the last recording as I'm walking towards the expo. The somewhat irony there is that the last time I was here was when I first injured myself and was in a considerable amount of pain. Now, all this time later, I'm doing the same walk again with I wouldn't say considerable, but some pain. So I'm starting to think this area might be bad luck, but no, not really. Just a thought I had it, so I thought I'd record that. Well, I just thought of a quick addendum to the last recording as I'm...
All right, I am out of the expo. I got my credentials. A little different. In fact, it's, well, quite a bit different in a sense. I went to the packet pickup area where I was actually in the right area, but I saw a sign that said volunteer expo check-in. I'm like, well, I'm not an expo volunteer. I'm a race volunteer, so that's probably not it. So I walked around the packet pickup it's on two floors. I went to the first floor, didn't see it. Went to the second floor, didn't see any volunteer check-in. So I went to the event information booth and told them what I was looking for. And turns out that curtained area that said expo volunteer or expo volunteer check-in, whatever it was where I was supposed to go. So had to go through it. Everything is directed. All foot traffic is directed clockwise, so you don't have people running into each other. So basically I had to start my entire journey in this building again, which not that big a deal. Got in there, saw the volunteers that were checking in, the volunteers, and just gave him my sheet. He found my name, handed me the envelope, said I needed where I needed to go Sunday morning and what to do with the information pack. And I looked over it, and sure enough, pretty much what he said was what was in the pack. So on my way, got my nondescript black lanyard and checked out the envelope, and inside was like a plastic printed credential, I don't know what you call it, badge or, I'm not sure what they're called, actually. You know, it's funny, I've gotten them for conventions, I've gotten them, there was three given to me at NASA for that Orion thing, and I don't know what these things are actually called, but I have one for this race, so that's what I'll be wearing, and I'll be putting it in my lanyard collection of, I don't know, things that hang around my neck. I don't even know, I have a name for it. I have them all hanging in off the same hook in my office, so that's where that'll go. So, new experience. Not bad. Actually, a little less thorough than a race. They didn't even check my ID. So they just checked my name that I wrote on the what is it, the waiver I had already filled out and handed me my envelope, and like I said, it gave me the instructions. So that's it. So that was that for that part, but the actual volunteering at the race is yet to come, which I am really excited about doing. So I really can't wait for this race weekend. This is going to be a new experience and something I'm really looking for, been looking forward to. So excited to do it. So, but until then, I still have 2 full days where I've got to get some kind of exercise in. Whether it involves my knee or not, I'm not sure yet. But we will, well, you will find out right after I do, because I'll be recording about it right after this.
This is day... I really don't know what day number it is. It's amazing how quickly or easily I lose track when I am not following a pre-printed or written out training schedule that's on my refrigerator that I can just look at. But even when I miss days on that schedule, I still know what day I was running it. So anyway, I don't know. That's a terrible preamble this day. Regardless of whatever day number it is, this is the long walk slash run day Saturday. I'm out. You've heard about my knee pain after the gym. I have on my, call it the Ultra Knee Brace. Actually, I give them all different names every time I wear them. So today I'm calling it the Ultra Knee Brace. I got 3 knee braces. One is just a black neoprene knee brace with a little hole on the top of your kneecap. Probably seen them. You can buy them at the drugstore. You can buy them just about anywhere. Next one up from that is one that's a little bigger. It has springs on the side. It's really tightly coiled. Thick springs woven into each side of the brace. That's one I usually wear for just about every activity. But today, I have the one that has the aluminum hinges. There's 2 pivot points on each hinge, and they move. They're built to actually move in conjunction with each other. When one moves, the other moves. That's to help take as much stress off the workings of the knee that it can. So that's the one I'm using today. We'll see how it goes. I think I'm going to go for the 6.2, the 10K, and get that hangover medal. So I'm going to do a mile warm-up walk. You can probably hear my breath. I'm walking pretty briskly, probably about 15 and a half, definitely under 16-minute pace. And then I will start to run walk and hopefully not hurt myself, because I'll be on my feet for quite a bit tomorrow at the water race. I know, the Princess Half Marathon race, where I'm working the water table. Now I know it's a little risky to be doing this much activity on an injured knee and then going to that. I'm kind of doing it on purpose to give it a real test. I really need to know what's going on. I can't keep guessing. So if I can get through this, then I know it's on the healing end of the spectrum. If I don't, it could make it worse. This could be a bad idea. But I don't think anyone has ever said that Matt, he's full of good ideas constantly. So this might be one of those times where it's not a good idea. We'll find out. I'll be back after the first little bit of running, after that first mile warm-up, tell you how it's going. Okay. Ran a couple times there. I will be completely honest and say they're pretty painful. I don't think it's anything worse than my worst pains up to this point, but it's pretty consistent, so I don't know about the 6 miles. I'm gonna see if I can push through it, but yeah, not great. But hey, I'm on my feet still. You know, last time this happened, I couldn't even stand up. So hopefully that's not what happens after tonight, but I don't know. I'm trying to find the bright side, but I'll just say it stinks. I mean, I've been keeping a positive attitude as much as I could, but I'm going to have to be down today. Hopefully that event tomorrow will cheer me up. I have really no doubt it will. And hopefully I can be a little more upbeat the rest of this recording. So I'm still going forward, so maybe I'll do the 6.2. We'll see. I'll come back with a better attitude, I promise. You're actually going to hear it right after this. All right, we're going to start off with some good news here. I have turned around about 2, maybe 3 minutes ago, and that was after crossing 3.2 miles, which means if I want to get home, which obviously I do, I will have finished my hangover 2015 hangover 10K. So I'll be giving myself a medal today. There's no worse news. In fact, I will go as far as to say the last intervals of running have felt better in the first year. There's still pain,
but it's not as bad. So, you know, I'm going to the doctor in a week from Monday, and that was the plan, to see what my leg does, or my knee does, to see what happens next. So, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, he's going to send me to a specialist or MRI or something, but I got a real feeling we're going to take the diagnosis to the next level and get a better idea of what's going on, and maybe get an answer, or I don't know if you want to say an answer, but an explanation of the pain. And to me, and I got a feeling for a lot of other people, getting an explanation makes it a lot easier to deal with, and we just don't have one right now. I certainly don't. So, I mean, as frustrating as this is, and I really don't know what I can do about it, you know, maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel, or getting an explanation, I'm going to have a game plan, and I'm going to get over this. Well, I know the end result is I'm going to get over this. I just don't know how yet, and I'm hoping with a little help, I'll get that answer. So, that is my outlook on it. Hopefully that's a better attitude than the last recording presented. I feel better, especially the fact that I'm going to give myself a pretty cool medal here in about, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, however long it takes me to walk back. I'm going to do a little bit of running, but I'm not going to hurt myself, so I don't even know how much time I have left. All I know is I got about probably 2.8-ish miles at this point. Anyway, I'll be back after the next few intervals of walking, running, or long run, or mile, or whatever comes up, and tell you how I'm feeling and what I'm doing. All right, just crossed 4 miles. Did a little bit of running, and I decided to record because I wanted to give some more good news. That was the first full interval where I didn't have any knee pain, so things are looking up. That's good. I also wanted to make a note. If you're doing the math, and you heard me say I turned around at 3.2 miles, you're probably like, hey, Matt, you're going to go too far when you're done. Well, that is correct. Well, I probably will go the right distance. I went too far because I'm using the Runkeeper app in my phone, and with the wooded, shaded road I run down, I seem to get a misreading of the distance on this particular route by about a tenth of a mile. So I went an extra tenth to make up for it, and I know it'll still be another extra tenth. It'll be two extra tenths if it evens out. It probably won't. It'll probably come out about 6.3 miles. I want to make sure I had more than enough to make up, because there's nothing worse than hitting your finish line, which is my front door, and finding out you're gonna have to go around the block a couple times to make up the distance. So I did not want to do that. So I probably will actually go a little long. I predict about a tenth of a mile long, but that's better than making up the distance when I get to the house. So that's that explanation if you were following along and doing the math. So I'll be back after probably mile 5. All right, 5 miles done, and I just checked the app. I am maintaining a 14:30 average pace over the 5 miles. I'm walking a lot more than I'm running, that is for sure. So the running I'm doing is keeping me away from that over 16-minute mile, so that's good. That is a good thing. Not as much pain the second half back. The last couple of intervals had a little bit here and there, but not like the first half, so that's very good. I'm very happy with that. So, I don't know. The only other thing that occurred to me at the last recording was after I started talking about how my GPS is a little off on my phone, it's still a very, very good app. I mean, you can't ask for much more accuracy than a tenth of a mile on a 6 mile run. And normally, anything over that is not much more than a tenth of a mile off. So, unless it's a military grade device or something that costs thousands of dollars, I can't complain about the GPS app on my phone, or the app on my phone that's using the GPS on my phone, I guess is the long way to say that. Anyway, it occurred to me after that my father was a bit of a runner about 30 years ago, ran his first marathon, the Philadelphia Marathon. And what he used to do 30 plus years ago was just go run. When he was done, got in the car and retraced the steps to see how long he ran. And then when he got to structured schedule, like I was doing for Goofy, he'd pre-map it with the car. So a tenth of a mile ain't that big a deal. In fact, I didn't really think it was. But amazing how much things have changed. I'm sure there'll be something much more smaller, maybe even biomechanic 30 years from now that will be even more accurate and
easier to use. So we'll see. Hopefully I'm still doing some kind of running then, albeit very slowly. We'll see. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'll still be podcasting then. But anyway, I'll be back at the end when I hit 6.2 here. All right, 6.2 done. And average pace of 14 minutes, 31 seconds. Well in the range with a 16 per minute mile cutoff. Had I been doing any kind of event I was training for with Goofy, that doesn't make sense. I think you know what I mean at this point. So, yeah, done. And about 0.15 miles away from the house, I'm guessing. So the GPS is a little more accurate. I expected it to be a full 0.1 off. Whoa. I don't know if you can hear that. That's a low damn helicopter. Okay. Anyway, that threw me off. I'm not sure what I was saying. But yeah, almost home. Good end of the run. Not much pain. And I'm going to give myself a medal, take a picture of it, and you'll see it on Facebook probably about a week before this episode comes out. So now, up next, will be the day of the volunteering at the Princess Half Marathon, which starts next.
It is the day of the Princess Half Marathon race, and I am on my way to the meeting area, which is the Blizzard Beach Water Park, to check in and get on the bus. It is just after 3 in the morning. I don't think I've actually gotten up this early for an actual race. I know the earliest I get up for is the Space Coast, because that's about an hour drive. I don't think I'm even on the road by 3. So, kind of funny that I'm not running the race, that I'm doing something else in it and actually getting up earlier for it. So, still kind of excited. I didn't get much sleep last night, which I didn't think I would, but I did lay down for about 4 or 5 hours and rested my body, so I should be good to go. I'm sure there was a certain, even though I'm not participating in the race, there was a certain amount of adrenaline running through for something new and something I'm excited about. So once I get there, I'll be pretty good. I'll be moving around. I'm sure I'm going to hit the wall the second they say to start packing everything up.
Take exit 3 for Osceola Parkway.
That was my GPS telling me the quickest way to get to the Blizzard Beach parking lot. And I don't know if you heard that or not. But anyway, that's all I got to say right now because I'm just driving. So I'll be back sometime. Again, not to drive this point into the ground, but not sure what...
Exit 3.
Okay, they're telling me to get off here. So I'm not sure what kind of recording I'll be able to do, but I'll do my best. So I'll be back after this. All right, well, I made it to Blizzard Beach, and if I had any fears of being the first one here, yeah, those fears are vanquished because, holy crap, there's a lot of cars here. I am far from first, so I am going to, oh, there's signs for volunteer parking. I'm going to follow these signs until I park and then figure out what to do next because this is a pretty big setup here. They got tents, and actually it looks like, you know, it's funny, it looks a lot like race day. There's certainly not as many volunteers as racers, but man, so this is a, yeah, I'm glad I got here early because I think I'm going to be walking around trying to figure out what's going on. So I'm sure there'll be someone here to tell me what's what. All right, the volunteer shift is over and I am headed home. And that was an experience that I genuinely enjoyed. I could certainly see myself doing that again. In fact, I think while I'm not running these Disney races, once we start figuring out what to do with the knee here and have to sit out the races, I am going to attempt to do that again. In fact, wouldn't mind at all doing the water station again. Maybe I'll see if I can sign up for something different just to try something different, but I was happy with what I did. That was very enjoyable. It was a lot of work setting up. It was a lot of fun being part of the race, and it was very fun to be thanked. I'd say for every 10 people that took a cup of water, 9 of them thanked me, and the ones that didn't were because they were out of breath and hot and tired, and it wasn't because they were rude, I don't think. So maybe they were. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it was a very, very good experience. I'm very, very tired now. I didn't get much sleep last night. So I'm headed home, see if my wife wants to get some breakfast. And then whether she does or not, I'll eat something either at home or at a cafe down the street or something, and then I'm going to bed. So you won't hear any of that, especially the sleeping part. That'd be a pretty boring podcast. Yeah, you can tell I'm tired. I'm rambling, and I'm not even entertaining myself. So I'm going to stop, because I certainly can't be entertaining anybody else at this point. So from here, I'll just go to the studio wrap-up. I did take some notes on the event, and I'll probably go over them in the studio wrap-up after I get some sleep. So let's go to that now.
So that is it for episode 32. And as far as any further reporting on the Princess Half Marathon volunteering I did, I think now hearing those recordings, I pretty much explained how I felt about volunteering at the event and the details behind what had happened during the volunteering. So I really don't have all that much to share after all, other than saying, once again, it was a really good experience and something I'm certainly going to do again. So that is about all I can say for this episode. I'll just wrap up by saying next week I plan to go to the gym again and just kind of test out the knee some more. And that will fall on to my doctor's appointment date as well. So maybe there'll be some updates on that. We'll see. We'll find out together in the next episode. So until then, thanks for listening, and I will see you in episode 33. Matt Goes Goofy is part of the NeoZaz Internet Entertainment Network. For more great audio series and original entertainment, visit our website at neozaz.com. Matt Goes Goofy is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Run Disney. All Disney and Run Disney events, names, and Run Disney and Disney-related material is copyright and trademarked the Walt Disney Company. To follow all the episodes of Matt Goes Goofy, subscribe on iTunes or visit the Matt Goes Goofy website at mgg.neozaz.com and follow all the NeoZaz series on the NeoZaz Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZaz Podcast.